we've got some good news about some strong economic data. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 14th day of December. And thank you for being with us again today. In other news, the markets shot up, and even more good news is coming for the housing sector. Rising safety concerns and water beads made the news. Despite falling gas prices, the IRS has some good news about the standard mileage rate. Self-checkout is out in at least two states. We've got the Wall Street Report and some thoughts about Mike Gurich, the famed winemaker of Napa Valley. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you can reach us over on X at IOB underscore NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and on Facebook, it's Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Well, it wasn't supposed to be this way. Remember several weeks ago when economists told you that consumers were going to cut back on spending and the holiday season was going to be a bust for retailers? Remember all that? Well, Americans picked up their spending from October to November unexpectedly as the unofficial holiday season has kicked off, underscoring the power of shoppers despite elevated prices. The Associated Press is reporting that retail sales rose 0.3% in November from October, and October was the month when sales fell by 0.2%. Sales were expected to decline again in November due to a number of issues, including uncertainty over the economy. And now, when we exclude car and gas sales, sales actually rose by 0.6%. As they've been doing for much of the year, American consumers are a huge engine for the economic growth in the United States. You hit the stores, shopped online, and went out to restaurants or traveled. Business at restaurants, furniture stores, and online rose. Sales at clothing and accessories stores were also up. Sales at electronics, appliance, and department stores fell a bit. The figures, by the way, are not adjusted for inflation. So, with all of this good news, like 199,000 jobs added, inflation ticking down, and retail restaurant sales going up, how come many Americans are gloomy about the economy? Well, the answer to that is that from every corner of the nation, you have been told things are awful and that they're going to get worse. On this newscast, we have consistently remained optimistic about the economy, and unlike the big bank executives who also said times are tough, we disputed that line of thinking. In the end, it seems we were right. As this news broke, Wall Street made a U-turn and turned positive on the day. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Hey, want some more positive news? Let's talk about mortgage rates. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage dropped to 6.95% from 7.03% last week. All of that according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.31%. The latest drop in rates is the seventh in as many weeks. Mortgage rates have been easing since late October when they reached 7.79%, the highest level since late 2000. The pullback has echoed a decline in the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing loans. The yield, which in mid-October surged to its highest level since 2007, has been falling on hopes that inflation is cooled enough for the Federal Reserve to finally stop raising interest rates. Rising concerns over the safety of water beads sees retailers pull the product. The AP is reporting that Amazon, Target, and Walmart say they're suspending sales of water bead products marketed to young children due to growing safety concerns. Water beads are small, colorful balls made of superabsorbent polymers. They're often sold as toys, including in craft activity kits and as sensory tools for children with developmental disabilities. But warnings about the dangers of the beads being ingested have been piling up. Dr. Joshua King is the medical director of the Maryland Poison Control Center, and he says that when water beads absorb water, they can swell to many times their size, and while most pass through the gut without trouble, occasionally they swell to a size where they actually obstruct the bowel. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, an estimated 7,800 water bead-related injuries were treated in hospital emergency rooms between 2016 and 2022. More good news, the IRS has increased the standard mileage rate, even in the face of falling gas prices. Axios is reporting it's going up by 1.5 cents to 67 cents a mile driven for business use, and the increase goes into effect on January 1 of next year. The rate, by the way, is 11 cents higher than the 2021 rate. It's now official. Walmart stores in Maine and Massachusetts are tossing their self-checkout stations due to a number of reasons. Chief among them is increased shrinkage or stealing by customers. The self-checkout systems were first introduced after a lack of available employees and a steep increase in minimum wages pushed companies across the country to look to alternatives for cashiers. Stores across the U.S. and Europe have begun reclaiming cashier-run checkouts after finding self-scan machines failed to deliver for customers and store owners. In the U.S., Walmart, Costco, Wegmans, and other chains are also revising self-checkout strategies after discovering a loss of stock was more likely when customers use self-checkouts compared to cashiers. Now, you would think that these stores would use the savings of loss prevention to pay their staff better? Maybe? We'll see. It was another good day on Wall Street as we watched the major indexes all end the day in the green. The Dow picked up 158 points after dropping below the flat line earlier in the day. The blue chips closed at 37,248. The NASDAQ added 27 points to finish at 14,761, and the S&P 500 picked up 12 points to end the session at 4719. The markets made a U-turn midday as positive economic sales data hit traders. West Texas Intermediate crude was also up by $2.18 to $71.65 a barrel at news time. And the 10-year T-bill fell again today, coming in at 3.921%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a famed winemaker and agriculture expert who put Napa Valley on the map. Mike Gurich is the founder of Gurich Hills Vineyard and Winery, and he has died. He was 100 years old. Gurich was from Croatia and came to North America in the early 1950s, where he received asylum from Canada and worked in British Columbia as a lumberjack. He brought with him a couple of dollars in a suitcase of books about wine and winemaking. He made his way to California, where he worked for several wineries before founding Gurich Hills Vineyard and Winery in partnership with the Hills Brothers of coffee fame. Gurich shocked the world when his Napa Valley Chardonnay won an international tasting in France, and the rest has been history. He retired from the business back in 2018 and passed control to his daughter Violet, who, by the way, we interviewed just 2 months ago. Our condolence goes out to the family, and may Mike's memory be a blessing. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.